podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Tony Review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
This is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap, and I'm telling a story from Madrid. Now, it's a story I'd forgotten, if I'm honest, but a lot happened to me on that day. I started it at 11 a.m. DJing in the fan park with Mr. Neil Atkinson to thousands of people, which was an amazing experience. And I ended it DJing at the players' party at 7 a.m. the next day, DJing to less people, but no less fun. And in between all those things, I rapped on stage with John Barnes and had a lot of fun with a lot of friends and drank a lot. And most importantly of all, of course, saw Liverpool lift the European Cup. So you'll forgive me slightly, you know, if a few things kind of went out of my memory along the way. But something I remembered a few months after was that I shared a taxi with a few friends and a couple of people who worked with Liverpool. And a guy called Aidan from Ireland jumped in, and he had an amazing story about how he travelled over without a ticket and then been given one that day from a relation of Divock Origi because he'd lent him a phone charger, unbeknown to him who he was lending a phone charger to. And yeah, it was an incredible story. I thought it was his brother from memory, but it transpired it was his cousin. But I told the story on Twitter when I remembered it, and a few people got in touch, one of whom was a guy called Lee, who said, "I can vouch for this story. I remember this happening because it was Arnold Origi, Divock's cousin, and he gave us two tickets too. We were a family of three and we only had one. And he rescued us and allowed us all to go to the final. And he had a picture of Aidan with Arnold and then obviously a few of himself as well from the moment. And so it was nice to hear it confirmed and it hadn't been some kind of drunken dream. And then a few people put me in touch with Aidan and said he was a good guy. And so I thought it'd be nice to speak to Aidan and sort of reunite, if you like, because we'd only met the once on a pretty magical day, and talked to him about his memory of the final and the day and how it had transpired that he'd got this golden ticket, if you like. And then I thought, well, I'll speak to Lee as well and get his version of the story and his day as well. And then I thought, why not? I'll go over to Helsinki, which is where Arnold Origi plays professional football himself, and speak to Arnold to get his version of the day as well and his side of the story, if you would call it that. So this is the story. This is their story of the day. It's a remarkable story, and I hope you enjoy it.
Myself and my two brothers and my two cousins, we flew out on the Friday evening, but we flew to Barcelona because it was so expensive to fly straight into Madrid. So we flew into Barcelona and just rented a car that evening and drove straight to Madrid. It took a few hours, but we got in late.
We only got the one ticket in the ballot, but I thought, right, it's okay. People were getting tickets last year before the final. We'll go to Madrid. We went on the Wednesday, so we'll get over there before the majority of the fans get there. So if any tickets kicking about, we stand a better chance.
The thing was, from when I got my ticket in the ballot and we booked the hotel and the aeroplane, I said to my son, "Don't worry, son, we'll get in. We'll get in, don't worry, we'll get tickets over there." And as he was coming nearer and nearer to the match, you know, there was just, it just dawned on me, there's no tickets. You know, we ain't going to get a ticket. And what do we do? Like I say, we had one ticket between three of us. Who was going to use that ticket? Because I thought, well, yeah, I could be the worst father in the world and leave him in the hotel while I go to the game. I said, I can't do that. My son couldn't go in on his own because he's too young. So I thought, right, my daughter will have to have it. She was 21 a few weeks after the final, so this can be part of your birthday present. And that's how we thought it was going to span out.
Just woke up the next morning, had breakfast, and my cousin Ian and Mark, my brother, we decided to go to the team hotel.
On the day of the final, my son was devastated. I was devastated. I thought, look, I've come all this way, I've spent thousands because we got absolutely ripped off with flights and accommodation. I've spent all this money and two of us ain't going to get in. So that was that. So we're heading down towards the fan zone, and my daughter just seen on Twitter something about, I don't know if it was where the players were staying or there was something being put on Twitter, and she says, "This hotel where the players are staying, this Eurostars Madrid hotel, it's en route down to where we need to be. Can we stop off and see if we can see the players? Well, this was about 11:30 in the morning. I thought, well, yeah, that's fine. We'll call in there and we'll see if there's anything going on.
We were there about an hour and a half, and there was no joy whatsoever. So I just said to myself that I'd sit down. So I sat down and I got talking to a Liverpool fan who was sitting beside me, and we were talking about how the match would go and trying to guess the score, really. And after a while, he just said, my battery's gone. And I had a phone charger, well, battery pack in my pocket. I said, look, if you have a lead for it, work away with the battery pack. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, no problem.
There's two or three other Liverpool fans stood outside. And this one guy came over and just started having crack with us. And, you know, he was asking, have you got any tickets? I said, well, I've got one. Thinking he was either trying to sell them or trying to buy ours off us.
After a while, I seen him just going over to the fans that were there for the last period of hours. He started handing out tickets. Then I just seen him coming towards me, and he just seemed to be on FaceTime. And he just goes, thank you to this man. I wouldn't be able to do this FaceTime and without a battery pack. And there's a ticket. It's from Divock Origi. I'm his cousin, Arnold. And he just handed me a ticket for the game.
And then about half an hour later, same guy came back and he was like talking to his phone. And I thought, you know, the way he was talking, I was thinking, what's going on? Because he kept saying, oh, we're going to give a blessing, we're going to give a blessing. And I thought, what's he going on about? And he come up talking to us and he said, you know, I was talking to his family earlier, they've only got one ticket. It was just surreal. It was bizarre because I seen he had these tickets in his hand. I was thinking, are they real? And he says, we've got these tickets. Divock has asked me to find five worthy people that are somewhere along them lines. And then he just says, you know, basically, these two tickets for tonight's match. And, like, as you can imagine, I didn't believe him to start off with. I just thought it was a wind-up. No one's just going to give you two Champions League final tickets.
I did not have a clue who he was. He was just sitting beside me. We were talking about the game, and he was asking where I was from and everything. And I was just, like, just answering him back and everything, just having the crack with him. And he went off, done his own business, and then just came back with the ticket. And he goes, I was given five tickets by Divock. So he met Divock that morning, he was saying, and he got five tickets off him. And it was on the understanding that Divock wanted the tickets handed out to true Liverpool fans. So he said that he'd sit out there outside the railing and see how many Liverpool fans were coming and going, and there was a good few that were waiting hours.
How can I put it? It was just so emotional because I promised my son we'd go into that final, and it was looking like we weren't going. So when I got two tickets so my son could actually go in as well as myself, it was just a massive relief. And honestly, mate, I just broke down in tears. I couldn't stop it. I just thought, we are going into the final as a family, you know. All three of us are going to go and see this match, which is what we set out to do. But as the days went on over in Madrid, it just didn't look like that was going to be possible.
Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, honestly, when I woke up that morning, I was like, there's not a chance I'm going to get a ticket. I just said I'd go towards the team hotel with the brother and the cousin and just see what happens or whatever, because I was literally expecting just to be in the Liverpool fan zone for the evening to watch the match or into a small little bar and watch it. I was not expecting to get a ticket whatsoever. Great seat. It was great seat. We were directly across, say, from the media, the other side of the stadium, right in the centre. Upper stand we were in, and who was beside me was Divock's friends he went to college with. So they were like, I was telling them the story, and they were like, they couldn't get over it either. It was extra special because you're with his friends as well. So that was even extra special. Like, we nearly fell down about three or four rows. We were just jumping with joy. Unbelievable.
I've told people when I've come back, and they didn't believe us. You know, they just didn't believe us. And, it, you know, unless you were there, and, you know, I don't think I would have believed somebody if somebody had come back and told me what had happened to them.
I must have told the story about 50 times to 50 different people in the fan zone after the game, like in the square, just having a few drinks, and just kept on telling the story, and they couldn't believe it.
For us all three of us to get into the match and for us to win, you know, the kids will never forget that day. I'll never forget that day, but it's all about making memories with the children, isn't it? And hopefully they'll remember for as long as they live, like I will.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'd say it will never come around again. Don't get me wrong, I always bring a battery pack with me now, just in case if I ever do go to a game and someone needs it. You don't know who you're talking to, and I was just being kind. It was not like I knew the man was D-Box's cousin or anything like that. I was just helping out a fellow Liverpool fan like myself. He needed a battery. It was 2 o'clock in the day. He would have had no battery for the whole day. And I just said, look, take it as long as you want. I'm going to be here for a few hours. No skin off my nose. So I was just very happy that I helped him and he helped me. And D-Box helped me also, giving him the ticket to give out. So I thank Arnold Origi and D-Box Origi. Just unbelievable.
For what he'd done for us, you know, it was just unreal. It was incredible. And I'll never forget it. Never. D-Box or Arnold, you know, for what they've done for my family, you know, I couldn't thank them enough. I really couldn't.
So with Arnold Origi now in Helsinki, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome for the time. Yeah. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the day in Madrid, because we've spoken to some fans who you met and that they tell that amazing story. So we thought we'd speak to you and hear what it was like for you. So first of all, when you realised that Liverpool were in the Champions League final, were you thinking, well, I need to go, I need to be there?
Yeah, when at Anfield after the semi-final, after the first game in Barcelona, it was like there was some slight hope, you know. Yeah, we speak with Divock and it's like, yeah, it can happen, you know, like just have to believe, you know. And then, yeah, you see the game, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, and you're like, wow. It was like 20% belief, because I was like, you know, Barcelona was going to score. But then in the first half, you see Alisson making some good saves and you think like, wow, this could really be it. And then they go and score the winning goal. And then now you think like, yeah, Madrid, like this is like once in a lifetime opportunity. And that was like, yeah, I really have to go. We had a game the day before the final here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was like just play the game. And luckily it was a game and then we have a summer break. So it was like just play the game and immediately quick into the shower and boom, straight to the airport.
So like lots of people in Liverpool, they have to finish work and then go over
same with me. And luckily we won, so the excitement was there. You like quickly home, get a shower, and then boom, straight to the airport.
So what's your memories of the day in Madrid?
Before the game, we speak with D-Walk, talked about the tickets. So he had like 5 tickets, and D-Walk, you know, D-Walk is, he's such a nice guy, you know, nice heart. And he was like, yeah, the tickets are very expensive. He said, I can trust you with the tickets, so just like take the tickets and then go to Madrid and see who needs it and then give it to them. So for me, immediately I got the ticket. I have some friends who really wanted to go to Madrid. My teammates from Norway. So I called them, but they didn't pick up. And then Divo calls again and says like, hey, Arnold, look, I feel in my spirit, like specifically there could be a family that needs a ticket. So I know you want to give the tickets to your friend, but please just save the tickets and take them to Madrid and just like find someone at the fan center or whatever in Madrid. There were some people who might need it. And then I said, okay, so the friends, they called me, but hey, look, I called you, the tickets are gone. I fly over to Madrid, I go to the team's hotel, I pick the tickets, and then I see there were some people around the hotel, and there was actually a family. There was a father, his son, and his daughter. So I thought like, yeah, D-Box say like, there was like, there could be a family, so let's see if it could be them. If it's not them, then I just like go to the fan center or whatever, just like find some people who needs it. So I go to them, I like casually start speaking to them, like, hey, looking at the bus, a nice bus, yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to know if they have a ticket. So I acted like I wanted a ticket. So like, hey, do you have some spare tickets? And the dad goes like, wow, we only have one ticket and we have 3 of us. So their plan was they would send the daughter to the match and then they would stay out and wait for her. And then when she comes, then she would like tell the story and all that. And like there was a young boy, Ethan, and you could see like, yeah, he made the choice, but he would really want to go to the final. And then I said like, wow, that's special. And like, it kind of broke my heart. So I was like, ah, okay. Then I said, don't worry, like, let me just, I just like, ah, let me just like go fix something. Then I went and I came back. So I came back with the 3 tickets. And I was like, yeah, Ethan, you're such a gentleman to let your sister go to the game. So look, he has 2 tickets, you and your dad. So all of you can go to the match. The dad couldn't believe it, you know, he thought it was a scam. But then, I think luckily the kid, he recognized me. He was like, yeah, this is Divock's cousin. And I was like, yeah, my name is Anlorigi, I'm Divock's cousin, and I have tickets, and they could look, the tickets were genuine. So that's when it dawned to the dad, like, these are genuine tickets, and actually me and my family, we're going to all go and sit together and watch the game. And, you know, he just broke down. And so the dad was crying. He couldn't believe it, you know, and the kid was like, wow. The daughter was like, now I can be with my family, because also because she wanted to go, but, like, it would be best if she went with her family. So everybody was happy, and, you know, like, what Divock said the night before, like, there could be a farm that really needs a ticket, and you could, like, make that day and, like, give them something you'll never forget. And I was like, yeah, I didn't give the blue tickets to my friends, but wow, this was really special. Like, it was really special. So it was nice. So after doing this, my phone went dead, because I just went from the airport to the team's hotel to collect the tickets, because I think the deadline was at 12. You have to be there at 12, otherwise you won't get the tickets because of security and loss. So my phone was dead. And my hotel address was in the phone. I didn't know it was fake. So I was like, I was stuck. And there's this guy, he has this like charger, like it's a power bank. So yeah, I was speaking to him, and you know, him and one of his mates, they were speaking, and it was like one of his mates was on the phone. It was like, yeah, there's this guy who has tickets, but he wants 3,500. I was like, yeah, but, and then he said, like, I cannot give that. I was like, yeah, good for you, cannot give that. And then I was like, my phone is dead. And then he was like, yeah. Like, I think he was in his own world. He was so frustrated. Like, I could see, like, he was so down. Like, he was like, he needs a ticket. So, like, yeah, he's a charger. Let's charge your phone. So I was charging my phone and just looking at him. And then my phone went back. And, yeah, because also me, I was stressed. I was like, now my charger is dead. I got on the stadium with my suitcase. Like, I need to take things to my hotel. So also me, I was, like, kind of stressing. So he kind of, like, relieved my stress. Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? You've saved my life. You've, like, given me the charger, so I'm going to do something for you. Here's a ticket for the game. Yeah, and then himself, he couldn't believe, like, wow, the ticket. He was so excited that he forgot his charger. I was like, hey, here's your charger. Yeah, you can keep it, mate. So he went, so yeah, it was a nice experience, and then, like, to go to the final and then see the final the way it pans out, Divock scoring the goal, and yeah, just like made the day so special.
I mean, it's amazing that Divock had this vision of helping a family, and then that's what happened.
Yeah.
It's almost like he saw the vision. And
yeah, you know, like, he's such a reflected guy for his age. You know, he thinks a lot. He's so deep, like, he reflects on something before he does something. Like, he's not like someone who just, like, do things, you know. There could be somebody who really needs these tickets. You know, my friends, they are my mates. I could have given them the tickets, and it would have been nice, but, you know, I think it really meant a lot to these guys. And the thing is, like, after I gave the tickets, like, the people who knew the guys that I gave the ticket sent me a message on Instagram and said, like, yeah, thanks for what you did for these guys, because they are the nicest guys. And, you know, they deserve it. So, like, I really gave it to good people, because, like, the thing is, you can give a ticket to someone, then he goes and sells it. So that really made me happy and made us happy that we gave it to someone, like, people who genuinely needed the tickets. And, you know, up to today, they say, like, yeah, we'll never forget. And then, like, it was the experience, you know. Yeah, it was really special.
So what are your memories of the game then? Because as a footballer, you must have just been, first of all, excited to be at the Champions League final, excited to watch this game, but also obviously your cousin is hoping to kind of get involved as well.
Yeah, it was a nice experience from the start, you know, just like going there, first time being in the, like, in the Champions League final, amazing stadium, you know, like, as a footballer, you say, it makes you dream, you know, it keeps your dream alive. You say, like, yeah, like, one day I want to be here, you know, you say, like, yeah, one day I'll be here, I want to do something like this, I want to achieve something like this, you know. So it was nice watching the game, the tension, you see the fans, you know, the atmosphere was crazy. And then when Mo scores, you know, like, the relief from the Liverpool fans, you know, you see it, and then there's a tension, like the next goal almost decides the outcome of the game. If Tottenham scores, then it gives them the morale, and maybe they go and wins it. And if Liverpool scores, then that's it. And then Divo comes in and that's what he did, you know. And then you see the joy, the celebration of the leave of the people, you know. I was sitting with them, like, with the family of the players, and you see, like, everybody, like, Firmino's family, Alisson's family, everybody just like people, just everybody was so like genuinely happy, and you could see how much this meant for Liverpool as a football club, especially after missing out on the Premier League. So yeah, and you know, I've been to Liverpool so many times, and you know, like, it's a nice place, so many people, so many nice people, down to earth people. So you know, you feel like, yeah, these people deserve it, and you know, so it was special, something really special.
And you mentioned all the families that jump up and down, and, yeah, and they know how hard those lads have worked. So yeah, we see them as these superstars, you know, as supporters. We see, you know, you mentioned Firmino there, he's a superstar, but all the people around you know how hard all those individuals have worked to get there.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why I think that's why maybe the family as well, they are so excited, so there, because they know firsthand how hard these people work. They know the amount of pressure that these people are on each and every day, because they get to see them behind the scenes, you know, after a bad game, before a game. So like, just for them to celebrate the way they celebrated, just like shows how much happy and how much relieved they are for them. And you know, especially like last year, the way it was, the way the journey was, the Premier League journey was with City, like going door to door and losing it. So like people say, like in a normal season Liverpool would be champions, but you know, it's because the way City was, it was impossible for them to be champions because of City. So like the family, maybe they know how disappointed, the heartache that these guys could have had, because you know, working so hard, and then you know, if you lose the Champions League final, then you almost end up with nothing after having such an incredible season. So seeing them celebrate the way they did just shows how hard these guys work and how much they deserved it.
Yeah, and for Divock, I'm interested in, for him, how he stays so calm in these situations, because it feels like the bigger the game, the more he's able to... He just scores the goal, he just passes it in, same against Barcelona, you know. It feels like it's the biggest stakes, it's the biggest game, but he's just plays so calm. How do you think he does that?
Yeah, the thing is with Divock, as I said, he's a calm and reflected guy. He never gets fazed by situations, by occasions. And then he's so smart in knowing the people that he has hanging around him. You know, it's not like people all of a sudden that they are, and then all of a sudden that's just like people. Like for me, normally, it's most of the times when we're with him, we don't talk so much football, you know. Mostly as well, it's like, I would really want to know how things work, like, why are you guys so good and all this kind of stuff. But then if you have that much information, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, we are human beings, then all of a sudden you start talking, then all of a sudden you start saying things that you're not supposed to be saying. So I'm like, yeah, I'm good enough with that kind of information. So, and that in a way helps, because, like, when we go with him, we talk about other stuff, you know, like, life and things into perspective, and yeah, as I said, he's, you know, for his age, he's such an intelligent, reflected person. One of the biggest guys that impresses me about him, you know, and just like in everything that he does, you know, he tries to have a reason behind it, and you know, like just the tickets, you know, he could have just like, okay, just give the tickets them to whoever you want, but you know, he gives him the ticket and then he sits and thinks about it, and then, you know, we are, as human beings, we are powerful beings, and we can tap into something if we really, really, really put some energy into it. And I think that's what he did, you know, tapped into this happening, this event, you know, because he really thought about it and tried to put a reason behind giving away the tickets, and the intention was there behind giving away the tickets, and you know, the results was amazing. And yeah, like, all the credit to Divock for putting so much energy and so much thought behind the reason of giving away the tickets.
So I met Aidan on the day. We shared a taxi to the stadium, and he told us the story. We couldn't believe it, but then I forgot about it for a long time, because obviously so much happened on the day in Liverpool won and the celebrations. And then I remembered recently, and I put something on Twitter, and it was actually Lee, who was the father, who got in touch with me saying, I know this story is true because I was there and he gave the ticket to me. And so I've spoken a little bit to Lee, and who's Ethan's father. Then I spoke to Aidan as well, got him to tell us the story first, and I just said, you know, do you have a message for Arnold? And he just said, I just want to say thank you so much. He said it was the best night of his life. It meant so much for him to be there, and he just wants to say thank you to you.
And for Ethan, like, I took a picture with him, like, his face was like, it was blank. He became so pale, you know, Like, he couldn't believe it. And I thought, like, they were there. I was like, yeah, there was some hope. Maybe we can find the ticket. But for them, it was like, okay, yeah, let's just try to get as much experience and as much memory as we can. And then, yeah, maybe when the daughter comes out from the game, she can explain to us what happened. And for me, especially that was so heartbreaking. You know, like, yeah, you just watched the game and then we'll get to hear the story from you. So for me, and you could see Ethan, like, you see, like, he would do anything to watch the match. You could just see it was obvious to see. It was plain to see. So that made the day so special. And then with Aiden, you know, just like, you know, you could see he was so frustrated. And even when he gave me his charger, he was like, yeah, just take it. And he was like thinking about how I'm going to get the ticket. So he gives me his charger and doesn't even think about it. And then I give him the ticket. And then the joy, I was like, hey, mate, you forgot your charger. I said, no, you can keep it. And yeah, I needed it. So it helped me a lot.
But it just shows that if you can help people, then a small thing maybe for you is a huge thing for someone else. I mean, that those are stories that those people you help will tell forever. That's a story that they'll remember forever in this amazing moment.
Yeah. And it helps to put things into perspective because, for us, the disadvantage of, like, being maybe in a position that you are, like, you know, for me, if I want tomorrow, just book a flight and I'll go to Anfield and watch a game, you know, like, so the match ticket might be something that you might take for granted, but then you see someone else, how they really appreciate it, like, it also, like, puts you in a vibe of being grateful for everything that you have access to in your life, you know, because I was at Anfield to watch the FA Cup, Everton. And then there's this guy from Malaysia or something. First time at Anfield, you could see he was there. He was like, it's a nice place. So it was his first time, and he asked me, like, how many times have you been here? I'm always here whenever I get, like, so many times. But for him, he was like, wow, so many times. And then it just, like, makes you stop and think, like, wow, this, the things that you might think they are not so big, man, they can make a huge difference in someone else's life. Because for Ethan and his family, like, this is something that, like, he got to experience Liverpool winning the Champions League. This is something that he will remember for the rest of his life. And, you know, maybe made him fall more in love with Liverpool than he would have.
Well, they wanted to say thank you to you, so I've come to deliver that message for you. And also, thank you for your time today. And obviously, people who don't know, you are a professional footballer yourself out here, so good luck for the season
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Sports Social Podcast Network.